My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members, and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXZ underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993, Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Bella Jansons in Brooklyn, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1982, Volume 1 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with the Memory Hole Top 40 Hits from Carla Bonoff, Prism, Sky, and more, along with covers, live performances, and alternate takes on classics by Marshall Crenshaw, Soft Cell, and Tony Basil. We're also getting a big serving of geek speak this week, so let's go. An unusual duo is coming together to preserve animation history. Deadline reported the Seth MacFarlane Foundation is partnering with Martin Scorsese's Film Foundation to fund the curation and restoration of historically significant animated shorts from the 1920s through 1940s. The initial set premiered under the title Back from the Ink, Restored Animated Shorts, at the 2024 TCM Classic Film Festival this prior Saturday, and included over half a dozen shorts, ranging from Fleischer tunes to Terry tunes and a couple from George Powell. A new challenger for gobbling up Paramount appears, as the New York Times broke Sony is in discussions with rejected bidder Apollo Global Management, the team for an all-cash offer for outstanding stock. Can't be sure if it's them saying to their Spidey partner, "See, Disney, we can do it too." Disney's also thinking they can do other things too, as the information reports they're considering adding always-on channels a la Pluto and Tubi, meaning an always MCU, always Star Wars, and presumably an always Doctor Who channel. Which I really only mention as a segue to the next item, and join my fellow Whovians in telling the tabloids and online trades to stuff a sock in it. For months, there's been solid rumors that the second Gatwa season will add a new companion, Virata Sethu, but those quote-unquote sources were clearly trying to spin it into a Millie Gibson quits, is fired, a la Eccleston, despite no indication of that, and even reports she was filming episodes for the second season. It has now been announced that, yes, Sethu, who worked with Russell T. Davis on a production of Midsummer Night's Dream, is aboard alongside Gibson. Because it's not like the Doctor has ever traveled with multiple companions before. Starting off Trek with the bad news, summed up with my imitation of Paramount Plus. Why aren't more people watching us? Anyway, let's cancel another Star Trek show. So while Strange New Worlds is given a fourth season, Lower Decks will end with season 5 because, yeah, not as raw about this as I was, but I am still this close to almost wanting Paramount to just be gobbled up or sold off before parts, despite objectively knowing that'd be worse in another way. Hashtag save Star Trek Lower Decks. This does lend some credence to Alex Kurtzman explicitly saying it ain't him stopping a legacy follow-up to Picard from happening, telling Den of Geek if it was his decision alone and he had a magic green light button, we'd be getting ready for the continuing adventures of Seven's Enterprise. On the film side, there is a concerted effort to finally get something done, several somethings actually. At CinemaCon, Paramount announced they will have the untitled, Toby Haynes-directed, Seth Graham Smith-written Starfleet Origin movie out next year. Variety, meanwhile, broke that the studio has assigned Dead Boy Detectives and flight attendant showrunner Steve Yockey to take a crack at the long-delayed fourth and final Kelvinverse movie. Unfortunately, the new leaps of Ben Song have come to their conclusion, as Deadline broke Quantum Leap's recent 2-hour finale was a series, not season concluder. Today's first set begins with Don't Let 'Em Know by Prism.
You gonna say to him?
That was Tane Kane's Holdin' On, which made it into the Billboard Top 40 at number 37, September 18th, 1982. Or that was Don't Let 'Em Know by Prism, which cracked the Top 40 at number 39 on March 13th. The aforementioned CinemaCon in Las Vegas brought some more news of the MCU's recovery efforts, including the Fantastic Four's official Very 60s logo, and that it'll be shot for IMAX. A clip from Captain America Brave New World in which Harrison Ford is now President Thunderbolt Ross orders Sam Wilson Cap to restart the Avengers and dismisses his reluctance as, quote, you're not Steve Rogers. And confirmed the title change for Thunderbolts to Thunderbolts Asterix. Feige saying the reasons for that won't be revealed.